Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kourula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. Yes, it's the first show of the new year, yeah?
First show of the new year. I'm here with the sexy vegan himself. Say
once
hello,
again,
Brian.
Hello. Hello.
I missed you.
The new year. Oh,
yeah.
You missed me.
How were your holidays?
Oh, it was good. I went home. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so my wife and my toddler and I flew back to Pennsylvania, the Poconos.
Snow country.
Yes, but there was no snow. It was actually quite mild, much to my liking and much to my wife's chagrin, because she's from here.
Right.
So she wanted snow.
She wanted snow, and you were
like, I don't give a shit about snow. I want no snow. I want no difficulties. Traveling sucks already.
Yes.
I hate traveling. I hate flying.
You know what? As I get older, it is getting harder and harder for me to travel and to want to travel.
Yeah,
I stay at home.
Yeah, it's I don't like it, and also like I have this sort of paralyzing fear of flying. So there's also
really,
that.
I didn't know that.
Not paralyzing, but I really dislike it.
Are you the guy that's like in the corner, like nervous?
No, I'm the guy who's drunk on takeoff. That's the guy I am. I don't like takeoff. Takeoff because you still kind of feel the pull of gravity on you.
Yeah, but it's so slight. What was your first time flying? How old were you?
Oh, I was, I'll tell you exactly when it was. I was 15 years old, and my family and I flew here to L.A. to watch Penn State play in the Rose Bowl against Oregon in 1995, which is weird because Penn State just played in the Rose Bowl last night.
I was at the game.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm sure you're very happy.
We'll talk about that in a second.
We will. I didn't get to watch the game, actually, because I'm like a hippie who doesn't have TV. But so that was the first time I've listened to my neuroses. Now, I was like 15, right? And I'd never flown before, and we were flying all the way across the country to Los Angeles to go to the Rose Bowl. So I was very, very scared. So I actually, I wrote a will.
What?
Because I thought I was convinced that, no, before I left. It wouldn't do me any good on the plane because in my mind, the plane was crashing.
Right.
So I had to write a will, but what do I own? I had like Pearl Jam bootlegs and so I put it, I was on a computer. I had like, somewhere in my parents' house, there's a little like 3.5-inch floppy disk with my will on it of everything that I owned and who I was giving like my Pearl Jam bootlegs to.
That's awesome. Like,
and I was just
the afraid. The Yellow Lead Better bootleg will go to my friend Bob.
Exactly. So it was from then. I was just petrified. Like, I also have this weird fear of, like immense objects.
Okay.
Like, I could stand by a skyscraper, and that's fine. But if it's, like, a big mechanical object, like a plane. Not
maybe,
sure what that
maybe,
was.
Maybe a chainsaw.
No, that's not big enough. No, it's not big enough. But
just
like,
kidding,
but like, I wouldn't want to be like next to a ship, like a big ship,
okay.
Or I don't want to stand next to an airplane, like a jumbo jet. I don't want to be anywhere near large mechanical objects. Don't ask me why. It's a weird phobia.
Is it because you feel inferior, or is it just because you just don't trust anything outside of yourself?
I think it's a trust thing because I feel like like the airplane, like the big jumbo jets and the boats are like looking at me like they're going to come get me, like, and they could just roll over me with, like, without even thinking about it.
That sounds crazy.
It is a little crazy. Like, I would not go, like, to have the Endeavor, like the space shuttle.
Yeah.
You'll never see me there.
Why?
Because it's a big giant thing and it's also inside a building, which is even more bizarre and weird, and it goes to space and it's just a weird thing. And I see friends go there, they post a picture, I'm like, gives me the heebie-jeebies.
You've probably seen my pictures.
I probably did. Yeah, yeah.
It's
no.
pretty awesome. It's pretty cool.
I'm sure it is. I'm like a space geek, Star Trek, Star Wars. I listen to like Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast and, you know, I'm into it.
But if they were like, Brian, we want you to come save the world, you'd be like,
I mean,
I'm not really cool with flying in a space shuttle.
You'd have to blindfold me and get me on the ship. Like, I can't be next to it.
Okay.
Like, once I'm on it, like, I'm just like in a room. But if I'm, I don't want to stand next to it. It's too weird.
So was your kid just like, Dad, man up, because I'm cool.
I haven't let him into this. Dad is perfect and a superhero. I have not let him know my kryptonite.
Your Achilles heel.
My kryptonite. So
that's hilarious.
But anyway, yeah. So no flying. I don't know
you had
why.
A good Christmas. Good Christmas.
It was good. Yeah, yeah. Like, we have all our family come over, and you know, I cook all the food. Well, not all of it. Only the vegan portion of it. But. But yeah, it's good. You know, some of my family I don't see for 2, 3, 4 years at
yeah,
a time. So,
yeah,
so it's good. Yeah. So I don't know. What about yourself?
I was.
Well, you
here.
Had a birthday. So happy
here.
Birthday!
I did. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
I did something cool for my birthday. I went to an escape room. You ever been to an escape room?
My wife has gone to that.
Dude, those are awesome. I'm addicted,
she said it was awesome.
And I'm like, why am I not doing this on the weekend?
Yeah. Now
every weekend.
Are they scary at all? Because that's another.
They're
one
not
of my
scary
problems.
At
okay.
all. They're. You would actually love it. They put you in a room.
Yeah.
We actually did like a Cold War bunker.
Okay.
We had two teams.
Yeah.
And you basically compete with each other to get out of the room, but you have to defuse a bomb to get out.
Okay.
Of the room.
So it's like a puzzle that you
it's
need
like
to figure out. See, that
yeah.
is, I
it's
feel
awesome.
That's awesome.
It's, and you have an hour.
Okay.
And you basically have to work on getting all these clues mm-hmm. and then, you know, get one locker unlocked, one drawer unlocked.
Okay.
And then like a map will appear, and then you have all these colored phones, and you were getting like codes, you had to decode.
And is
stuff.
There any internal strife within your team figuring
no
out how
strife,
to do it?
But you have a time limit, so,
okay. so
you
it
have
gets
to
intense.
You have to ask for hints. There's no way you'll just find
so
out.
They supply
yeah.
hints.
They'll
if,
give you
if
a hint
you
every
for.
10 minutes.
Oh, I
so
got
you
it.
Hit the little thing, and yeah, we ended up defusing the bomb and saving the world. So
wow.
you should be thanking
good job.
Me.
I'm glad
you really
I'm still here.
You should be thanking me. Because
I do. Well,
you're here.
You.
You were able to come back because the bomb was defused.
That is awesome. Now, how big was the bomb? Was it an immense machine? Or
it wasn't.
Was it? Okay.
No, but it was so funny because it was about the size of a big suitcase.
Uh-huh.
And there were a bunch of cables you had to put in.
Yeah.
But then there was another part where someone had to put their arms in and uh-huh. put cables in that they couldn't see where they were putting the cables
whoa.
In. And there was a video camera in there.
Uh-huh.
And we could see on a screen. We're like, go
you
left,
have to direct
go two
them
left,
now.
Go one
and wait, what is it? What is it called? Escape?
Escape room.
Escape room.
Yeah, it's like a new. It's like a new kind of like fad, but
yeah.
it is awesome.
That is so cool.
And they're all over LA. And
yeah.
they're all over Anaheim. They're all over Orange County. They're all over the country, really.
Huh.
And I'm addicted. Like,
wow.
There's one. The next one I want to do is a bank. I want to
okay.
get out of the bank.
Wow.
And you're in the
I
dark.
Love that.
And all you have is
ooh,
a flashlight
dark.
And
that
a
sounds,
black flashlight.
That sounds scary. I don't do scary. That's another one of my phobias.
Well,
that we'll talk about
with
next
the
time.
Cold War bunker. Start with the, I went to Harry Potter World.
I heard that was
Studios.
Cool.
That was awesome.
I've only ever seen the first Harry Potter movie.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, man, it's awesome.
I know. My wife loves it, but I just...
The first one's okay.
Oh,
like,
okay.
The rest of them,
yeah.
the book is so good. I actually stopped reading the books
uh-huh.
after the first one because
yeah.
I saw the movie and I was so angry at the movie.
Oh, really?
And I was like, you know what? I need to just enjoy the movies
mm-hmm.
and then forget about the movies
yeah.
and then read all the books again and just get back into that world.
Okay.
So I haven't started on the second book yet, but
okay.
I like I love the whole premise
huh.
And Harry Potter World.
Where is that?
It's at Universal
at
Studios.
Universal, okay.
And man, it looks just like the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like,
do you get to like walk amongst like the buildings and stuff, or you're just on a tram?
So you first walk and you see the whole world. Like you see this, you see Hogwarts.
Mm-hmm.
You see the whole village. The whole kit and boodle.
Right.
And then there's a ride inside the Hogwarts that you go into. It's kind of like a simulator.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a roller coaster right next to it. But the coolest part is around the world, you can get like a magic wand
mm-hmm.
and like wave a little magic
point
wand.
It at things.
And parts of the park will start coming to life.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's...
It was awesome.
That's cool. So I mean, especially for kids, like, how awesome is that?
Too. Yeah. I'm a big kid. My girlfriend was like, great, I'm dating a child. And I was like, yes,
you are, but she already knew that.
But it was so funny because, like, I was walking through Universal Studios, and then I turned to see the park, and as soon as I saw it, I was totally 5 years old. I was like, mouth agape. I mean, right. It was just crazy. And then for New Year's, we stayed in L.A. I haven't done New Year's in L.A. in maybe 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So, we went to City Hall, went to Grand Park, L.A.
Okay.
Went to a nice
What's that? What is there?
They do a 3D projection.
Did you go try to talk to the mayor or something?
No. Oh. I wish. Actually, oddly enough, the mayor has come and talked to Otis.
Your dog?
Yeah. He came up to Otis, and he was like, can I pet your dog?
Uh-huh.
And Bonnie was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Ooh. And so he and his kids were petting Otis.
Oh, wow.
And I came out, like, 5 minutes later after he left, and Bonnie was like, the mayor just came up and talked to Otis. And I was like, what? And I just look at my dog, and he's just like, yeah, I'm a badass. The mayor comes to me.
Right.
So, no, it was just cool. Yeah. Just, like, hang with some friends. Yeah. And, we watched a 3D kind of illusion and countdown on City Hall.
Wow.
It was pretty neat. I should post the video on my Twitter because it's actually pretty neat what they did. So
I was with a room full of toddlers watching some stupid movie.
Yikes.
And I went to bed at 9:30. Life is over.
You know what? That's okay, though.
Is it?
I'm getting to the point, though. It was cold. Like, I'm getting to the age where, like, I'm 38, and it's like, I think by 40, I'm going to be staying home after. After 40, I'm not going to do the big New Year's parties. I think. Because this was the first year I was like, I kind of would rather be at home under a blanket with my dog watching a movie.
Right. No, I get that. I mean, I don't want to be out for a big party. I can't even stay up past 10 o'clock.
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle at this point.
The struggle is real.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it was a good holiday season.
Awesome. Good to hear.
Safe and sound, man.
All right.
I think our guest...
Oh, my goodness.
Rebecca Peters, how are you?
Here she comes. I'm good.
You weren't expecting
the
Mr. Rogers theme. Say hello. Rebecca Peters.
And she moved pretty fast from ringing the doorbell to being in her chair with her headphones on in front of the microphone.
That's pretty fast.
It was very fast.
Like, boom.
Am I just the speediest guest?
It was speedy delivery.
It was almost like you were here all along.
It was very weird.
Yes. Wonderful. Hello.
So you are, how are you? You are one of the most talented students I've ever had. I'm telling you that on the radio.
That is very sweet.
And I've had some really talented students. Yeah. So Rebecca is a badass singer-songwriter.
Okay.
She hails from Sacramento, correct?
Yes.
And she is in L.A. living the dream, doing the hustle.
The dream.
Doing her first... You know this. Okay. Okay, so Brian is like... I don't think we've ever even said this on the radio.
Maybe not. Maybe
Brian
maybe
is
not.
My first official fan.
Oh, I have the certificate to
really?
Prove it.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
And he is the first person that ever came to a show.
That's true.
No one brought him. He just opened the newspaper, came, saw my band.
Yeah.
I just as an acoustic duo.
Yeah, it was just you didn't even have your full band yet.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I moved to LA. I was here for like a year maybe. I didn't really have any friends. And I didn't realize that the roommate until I moved here that my friend who I've known since like seventh grade, who I moved out here with, found out he was kind of agoraphobic, didn't like to leave the house. So that left me to leave my house by myself.
Quite a bit.
In Hollywood. And on a Friday night or whatever, I would just go out by myself in a very, like, social neighborhood where everybody's, like, with friends.
I kept seeing shows. I
ended up, like, in this random bar.
Coconut Teaser.
Doesn't even exist anymore. And he was there, played his acoustic duo, him and his guitar player. And it was me and, like, your parents and your friend.
Yeah.
And that was it. So I was the only one he didn't know.
You're really cool.
Yeah. So, and then just from then on, I just followed the band.
And you know what? I have a confession because I was like, hey, man, you want to sign up on our email list? And inside I was like, please, sign up on our email list. I got, you know what? It was just like,
I believe I bought a CD as well.
You did.
I did.
You bought the first acoustic CD.
I did. You're the reason
Nikhil Kurula is rich.
Mostly.
Honestly,
mostly.
You know what?
Aside from the song that he stole from me, but that's a whole different
story. You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Like, he has seen every part of the band.
Yeah.
He has seen it come from nothing into something. And on one of the songs, A Song for L.A., he emailed me a jam. He and I jamming on the song years.
Yeah, we were just like hanging out, and I had a little thing that I was playing, or you had a thing, and you were playing it.
Yeah, it wasn't even a song yet.
No, no, you just had a little thing, and then I was like, oh, maybe my thing will sound good with that thing. And
then while I was recording, I listened to his part, and I was like, I called him up. I'm like, Brian, I'm putting this in the song because it's so cool. Your part, I'm putting in the song. And he's like, really?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I love it. Can I get your permission? And he was like, totally. Yeah, go for it, man. Yeah, do it.
So I was just naive then. I should have had paperwork signed.
Definitely should have been.
Yeah, like, I was a young kid.
You got him for all his royalties.
You live and you learn.
Yeah, now that we're done talking about our relationship, maybe we should talk to our guest about like why she's here and what she does.
No, the reason I bring that all up is you are living a very exciting part that you may not realize. 10 years from now, you'll look back at this part of your life and go, you know what? It was crazy and vibrant and amazing and scary and just a total adventure. So he is seeing that whole adventure.
That's true.
Yeah.
For me. So now we're going to introduce you to a whole bunch of new fans.
This is wonderful.
That can experience that adventure with you. Let's start from the beginning. You grew up in Sacramento. What got you into music? I see the look of.
Should I say it out loud?
No, yeah, yeah.
I grew up in Vacaville, California, about 45 minutes south of Sacramento.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right in between Sacramento and San Francisco. And I started out doing musical theater at the age of 4.
That's awesome. What was your first musical?
My first Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one,
man.
What did you? Who were you?
I was in the ensemble, so I played multiple hats.
Ooh.
You know, as a 4-year old, you know,
she was like, I was part monkey.
No, really though, really was part monkey, part jitterbug.
That's awesome.
Part, yeah, wonder many many things.
Cool.
Munchkins, you know. So that was my first introduction to music, and I did musical theaters through when I was about 13, and then in high school. I did, you know, the high school musicals, and I was in the choir, but I never wrote my own music at that point.
Mm.
So it was just kind of like music was a part of my life. I loved it, and that was what it was.
And what other musicals were you doing? Just do you remember like any of the things you did in high school?
I mean, there was a lot. There was a lot.
No, I love it. Yeah, throw it at me.
Beauty and the Beast.
All right, awesome.
I was Mrs. Potts.
Awesome.
Obviously.
Yes.
What else did I do? I did. Oh my gosh, it's just not coming to me. I do know that other ones that I did not in high school. I did Star Mites, and I was a lead in that. So I just want to talk about all the ones that I was, you know,
awesome.
I had actual parts
in. Yeah, that's
no. This is about showcasing you. So
yeah,
like,
there we go.
Give us your background. We like that. No, because you never know. Like I actually started in classical music, and musical theater was like a big escape for me, like because it was like not opera. You know what I mean? So. I love that you have that background because I know that feeling of just like, oh my God, this is so awesome. This is so fun.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but there's got to be something more.
Right. So it's interesting for me because I never had, you know, an operatic background. Mine was all musical theater. So for me, now that feels structured, which is such an interesting, you know, because you have a different contrast than I do. But yeah, so I did that for a long time and then graduated high school and was just feeling a void of where music was previously, you know, because I had it my whole life, and then I graduated and I went to school, and you know, it was like gotta be a big kid and get a big kid job.
And did you pick like a big kid major and like did you pick like a big kid path?
I was a communications major.
So no, because that's what I did too. So
I started out actually as a psychology major. I just think the brain is very cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I went to school for that, and I was like, man, I don't want to be a psychologist. Too emotional, can't handle it. So I decided to change my major, and I was always really passionate about writing. Which kind of comes into like what I'm doing now.
You're like, that's communicating.
I always try to convince my parents that what I'm doing now, being a chef, is connected to communications.
Everything is.
Everything is. Yeah.
Try to make them feel.
The terminal that everybody goes through.
Try to make them feel better.
To come out.
That's how everyone just like, you know, makes it okay that they were a communications major.
Right. I did a lot of public speaking.
Yeah, you know, I talk a lot.
Yeah.
Is that part of it?
That works. Yeah. That works. International relations is the other one.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
God,
well,
yes.
I was concentrated in public relations, so I had a
so
little
did
bit
I.
Direction
see?
There.
See, we're well seasoned. The same thing, yeah.
Well yeah. seasoned in the most generic majors of the country.
We related to the public very well.
Right. So, I was trying to find a place to incorporate music back into my life, and deep down I always knew that that was what I wanted to do.
It never leaves.
It never does.
Like you can go to dental school and inside it'll be like, "Hello, I'm still here."
Yeah, it's this little mind in the back of your like, "Please, please play."
I wonder
like,
if there are any
something.
Musicians out there that are like, "Ah, I miss my public relations calling."
Well, you know,
I'm sure.
Ah, this music is, I feel a void. I feel a public relations void.
I had a very good friend that went to med school. Uh-huh. Like, he was a professional musician. He was just like, I had this little voice. And I was like, and he was saying, "Let's go to med school."
Wow.
I'm like,
all right, I guess
that's crazy.
I'm like, wow, I really don't relate to that.
That's awesome. Not for me.
Yeah. So when I graduated high school, I had always written poetry. I was like a little 10-year-old with like a very dark soul who would just like write about things
stuck
about
in the
world.
Right.
You know, about love. I'm 10. I'm yeah. like in love.
I'm more impressed that you graduated high school at 10 years old. I graduated high school, I started writing poetry.
I was 10 years old. And I was 10. I wish that I would have graduated when I was 10. So much more time with my life.
That's right. That's right.
No, I started writing when I was like 10. And so like, when we would have days where we would bring books in and just like read books all day, we had those days in elementary school. I don't know if everyone did.
I miss those days.
But I, you know, would type up my poetry and print it out and bring it, and I would like share it with my friends.
Did your teachers have to call the parents and be like, your daughter's like kind of dark and weird.
Like,
a little dark and twisted.
Your daughter brought her own book to school today? I don't know if you're aware. It has a plastic covering. Like, did you help with this? You're confused.
You're ahead of your time. That's okay.
And then eventually I said, you know, I want to combine these two worlds. I had a friend that always told me, just start writing things, you know? And so what I started out doing was actually like writing hooks for rappers. I would write and I would sing on their songs.
Oh.
It's very different from what I'm doing now, but still fulfilling.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
Where do you find rappers to write hooks for? Like, did you know people?
I just surprisingly knew a lot of rappers.
Really? Okay.
Blowing up the scene.
There you go. Yeah, my best friend at the time made beats.
Okay.
And so all of his closest friends rapped on these
Got
beats.
It.
And then I just like through them, I also had a boyfriend that was a rapper.
Oh, okay.
I just like had all these like rapper connections somehow.
Right.
This little white girl from back in California had hip hop roots. Yeah, Bay Area, you know?
Love it.
So it was fun, and it just got me into the practice of actually like putting my ideas to melody and having people receive them well, and which you know, eventually ended up giving me the confidence to write full songs on my own.
Well, it's also like when you're writing those hooks, they have to be so good that it's like it gives you this training of like how to grab people's attention with a melody that's so short.
Right.
That's what's so great about those hooks.
Right. In terms of if I was listening to Bust a Move, you'd be the, "You want it,
uh-huh.
you got it. It's
yep.
a very important part of a
it's
song.
It's a very important part.
It's like, it's the part you remember.
It's the part that most people don't, they know the words to that.
Yeah,
they don't
that's
know
right.
the words.
I do know the song, the entire song by heart, but that's a different
story.
Well,
maybe we can do a little rap
we won't.
And hook.
Let's
right?
not. Let's not. Let's not.
Another maybe time. Later. You know.
So I see a guitar here. When did you start playing instruments? Did you always play instruments during your musical theater?
I didn't ever play instruments. Actually, the guitar and playing instruments in general is very new to me.
Oh.
I played my first show actually in 2016 by myself.
Whoa.
On the guitar. So I've been writing music for a long time now. I mean, in comparison to some people, maybe not, but like, you know, almost 10 years now, on and off. And I
And you started with piano, I think, right?
I started with the guitar.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I started, but I was never, I never just gave it 100% and decided, like, I'm going to learn it, because I always had people that would play for me. So whenever I would start to really focus, someone else would, you know, offer to play a show for me, and I'd be like, great, you're so much better than me.
Right.
And so you always opt for the person that's going to, you know,
that's gonna make it sound,
and
sure,
your level. And I had been singing my whole life, and I just really wanted, you know, my music to come across the way that it should. So I always just opted for, like, oh, yeah, the really good piano player wants to play with me.
You're like,
sure.
Oh, I'll do it. Let's do it.
And, but so I was never forced to learn.
Right.
And I never forced myself. Took the easy way out, I guess. But I always just use it as a writing tool.
Sure.
And so, you know, I would pick little things, and I knew a C chord and, like, an A minor. Those are, like, the only two that I played. And
it's like 1,000 songs.
Yeah,
you know what? You know, I got two.
Yeah.
No, now I know a few more.
Nice.
Good. Good. Wonderful. Congratulations.
But yeah, I picked up the guitar. I mean, honestly, I probably played for the first time, like, 6 years ago. I just never took it seriously,
right.
You know? And then until last year was when I really was like, you know what? I'm going to start playing on my own, probably because I'm moving to L.A. and I don't know anyone here.
Like, I don't know that awesome piano player.
You're probably not going to get people to do it for free either.
Yeah,
LA is
themselves
full of
up.
Cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do your gig for $100.
$500. No, I mean, I'm very fortunate to have made friends and made connections with some very talented people.
Awesome.
Very generous people in LA. But, you know, right when I got here, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Right.
I didn't know anyone, you know. It's very scary, but also exciting. And it was the push I needed to actually. You know, I'm not a rock star. Well, debatable.
You are. Don't say that.
I'm a rock star.
Strike
a
that
little
from the
bit.
Record.
But I don't, you know, I don't, like, play crazy, you know, riffs on the guitar yet.
Yet.
Yeah, yeah, yet.
See, I got you on the yet.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, but now that's a possibility, because I decided to move away. And
I think also, too, like, for me, like, first it was just about playing the song. And then you get influenced by artists. Like,
yeah.
John Mayer was actually a songwriter that I'd heard, and I was like, this kid's my age, and he's playing leads, and he's doing, like, crazy stuff. I'm like, I've got to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Because I think it just, you know, you want to become a better musician.
Right.
So, like, everything pulls you in a different way, whether it's piano or bass or whatever.
And then you have an artist that you like John Mayer, that's doing something interesting that you've never done before, so you use that, and then that ends up in your music, too, a version of, you know, his weird, you know, little...
Or weird chords.
Chord stuff, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Like, weird rhythms or time signatures.
Yeah.
And it just is always going to change, you know?
Yeah, so I think that's really cool that... and like you were saying, I think that I'm in a really interesting and exciting place right now because I am being... I'm being exposed to those influences, and I'm learning, and my sound is changing, and, you know, and my guitar playing will only progress and get more interesting and weird, you know?
Do you do any, like, guitar lessons, or are you just, like, teaching yourself, or...?
I'm mostly teaching myself. I have taken lessons, so I know very basic, like, theory of the guitar, very basic.
Right.
But I... You know, I'm a starving musician, so, you know, lessons cost money.
She's being very modest, but she's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Let's get to a
song. Looking forward to it.
You know what? Let's let the music really just kind of, like, let people know she's kicking the door down.
Okay.
What are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play a song that was on my EP that I released in May. It's called One More Time.
All right.
Invite me inside to see every piece that has been lonely. I'll keep it company. Take my hand, fill in the lines with all your words of longing. Oh, give them all to me.
Give them all to me. Speak to me, what's so sweet? Tell me that I am the only memory you need. Take your time and you'll find one by one secrets unfolding. Let me be all you need. I can be all you need. Breathe, breathe me in, skin to skin, one more time. Oh, breathe, breathe me in, mouth to mouth, say you're mine. Oh, you saved my life one more time. I said it's not worth it to hide the heart on your sleeve. This world's not perfect, so I'm lucky you're perfect for me. Oh, breathe, breathe me in, skin to skin, one more time. Oh, breathe, breathe me in, mouth to mouth, say I'm mine. Oh, you save my life one more time. One more time. One more time.
Yeah. The audience loves it. You know what? It's so awesome because it's like when you can play something that's just so sweet and simple.
Yeah.
And you can just create that attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, both of us are just like swimming in that song.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely. Like, yeah.
It just creates that movie in your mind. I love songs that do that. It's like, takes you to a place.
It was just so warm, such a warm song. Your voice is warm as well. Yeah.
I told you she was good.
I never believe you, but.
I was like, we need to show you off. We need to get you on this radio station pronto.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you know what? It's amazing, too, because it's like you don't realize how much you're actually doing with how little you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're creating this really beautiful kind of canvas for people to kind of like listen and feel and emote, and you're emoting, and it's like you're kind of creating this, you know, kind of you're like the captain of the ship.
Yeah.
And you're taking people with you, because like listening to you, it's not like listening to any open mic singer. Like, you know that you got a story.
Thank you.
30 seconds in, not even 10 seconds in. I know 10 seconds in when I hear somebody, it's like, oh shit.
Right.
She's got the goods.
Yeah, really, really great.
So tell me what the inspiration was behind that song.
Well, there was a relationship that I was in, and it just... it just was real good. So, you know, I wrote a song about it. My EP outlines a lot of that relationship. It was about a four-year relationship. And in each relationship that you're in, you know, there are different phases. It's interesting for me because, you know, I wrote a song at each phase. Of course, I'm always writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that really stuck with me showcase different different phases of what we went through, and you know, there's trials and tribulations to everything, and so that was just, you know, one of the very, like you said, the song was sweet. It was one of the very sweet times in that relationship.
So when you're writing songs about a relationship that you're in, does he know that you're writing songs about him
oh,
or about
yeah,
the situation?
He's like, sing it to me, sing it to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And then like when you guys get in a fight, he's like, better not write a song about that. Do not write a song
that's
about that.
That's the dangerous thing about dating a songwriter.
Yeah.
It's like,
or like a comedian or something.
Watch,
yeah.
the, watch out for this yeah. one.
Well, it's interesting. So in Los Angeles, it's been my first time actually like being single and going on dates with people.
Ah,
it's
oh,
a very
man.
New thing for me. Like going on a date was like so scary and so weird. But I, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I can write a song. There was actually someone who talked about this in the class, in our songwriter class. I can write a song about one date. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
have you?
From one, yeah.
Oh,
I
mean,
yeah.
Can we hear it?
I mean, I wrote one today. But
oh my God, we should
you know,
probably
about,
hear that.
And normally I write them in retrospect. So it's like a few months down the line
yeah.
where you can actually feel like one way about a situation. Because
right.
I feel like when you're in the moment in any situation, you're feeling multiple things, right? Mm. You're feeling like confusion and excitement and like
I'm usually
scared.
Feeling like bleeding heart like, like oh I'm the romantic, let me just let it out
right.
let me just love you
yes, yes
like Justin Bieber you know
yes
I actually wrote that song surprisingly I'm lying but yeah so it's like
I would have believed
like
you
that.
I have no idea
I
with a voice and chords like that
yeah.
absolutely
sure yeah but yeah so it's like that's kind of that my songwriting is 90% about love, you know?
I don't
like
know why. It's the same way for me, too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just something that you feel that is important, you know?
Right.
And I feel like, in a weird way, that's what you want to hear, too. You know, it's
yeah.
like, you want to hear songs that are about that person that you just feel something for. Or like, maybe somebody's looking for that person, and you want to feel like that person's pain or whatever they're going through. So
right.
It's just like a natural emotion to want... It's like a magnet, you know. You're just like, oh, I want to always feel that, you know.
Yeah.
Are your date like? How do your dates like respond? Oh, I'm like a singer songwriter. You know, what do they?
I mean, I.
Do you lead with that, or you know what I mean?
They
like,
know.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna know. I
yeah.
mean, I actually on my birthday show, I'm just gonna tell the world this. I was on Tinder. I invited like 10 people. I was like,
wait,
everybody,
so, wait,
come to
so
my
you
show.
Were playing a show. And you
I'm playing a show. So that's how I met them. You know what I mean? Like they
yeah.
come to my show because, but also for me, it was kind of like, okay, if you are interested in dating me, like you should see the side of me because this is very much who I am.
Uh-huh.
smart.
But, you know.
So wait, did they all come to the same show?
Not all
oh,
of them.
Okay.
Some
but you
of
invited
them.
Several to the same
oh,
show?
Yeah, yeah.
Were they in
what
pockets?
Happens?
Were
they
well, in... if I never met them before, it's not like we had like been dating.
Right.
And I had like multiple boyfriends at the show. It was
right.
like, I don't know you.
But...
until they were like, oh yeah, so how do you know her? Tinder. How do you know her? Tinder.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Oh, that's...
But,
I just want to have conversations with people. A good conversation starter is like, hey, that show was cool.
You know what?
Wow.
She learned from the best, Brian.
Oh, jeez. Right, yeah, you were her teacher. Go figure. Do you have a... Now,
hey,
you're going to...
You got to do it. You got to...
Incorporate that into your curriculum.
In this city,
Tinder...
people are so passive, okay, in LA. And I know you know this now.
Yeah.
And you know this now.
Yes.
And I'm from here, so I've known it all along. So you have to ignite... the fire
right.
to get people to your shows.
Yes.
And it is not easy. And if you can find a way to just get people there, you have succeeded in the hardest battle of Los Angeles.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because it is, I mean, even for established artists
right.
that are big,
yeah.
I'm like, do I want to go see them?
Right. Sure, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like for an unknown artist, it's like,
yeah.
I'll listen to one link. If I hear 30 seconds of a singer... or a songwriter, and I go, something about this sound I have to know more about. I go. You know
right.
what I mean? But most people don't do that. Most people are like, what kind of music? What do you
yeah.
do?
Right.
Are you a songwriter? Oh, okay, I'll come. Maybe.
Sure. I mean, it's also just because there's so many songwriters. There's so many people who said, oh, I have a band. Come see me.
Yep.
You know, it's...
That's
you
got
to figure
with.
A way to stick out from that. And like, and a lot of people are talented. Like, you're very talented, but you got to go that extra mile. Like, going on Tinder and inviting
how,
random
tell
people.
Tell our listeners how successful your last Hotel Cafe show was.
Yeah, I mean, I brought, you know, I like they said there was like about five people from selling it out. Mm. So, you know,
that's
I think
so awesome.
But I also think, you know, like even if like Tinder, I had
you
not
only needed five more
people.
Swipes on Tinder to pack
more,
that house.
Man. I know.
Get your thumbs in shape.
I need to change the photos I'm using or something. Actually, it has since then been deleted, for the record. But, you know, it was like, for me, that was like, I just wanted to meet people. It's not like I wanted, like, all these people, I want these people to come and fall in love with me. I'm right. like, come be my friend. Like,
right.
Come sure. listen to my music. Do you yep. enjoy music? You know, if you do, maybe you'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
But there's, it's just about, like, I think the way that I have had people come to my shows is just by making, like, meaningful connections with them as people.
Sure.
You know, because people, you if you just tell someone that you sing, they don't care.
Right. right.
Yep. You know, it's just, it's really about building those connections, and that's going to be fruitful for your life anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having connections here and just being yourself and being real. I have been told that, I mean, I make a really large effort to do that myself. And I've been told that's refreshing because in Los Angeles, it's not everywhere.
Sure. It's not everywhere.
You know?
That's
so when true. You have a you know a packed house at Hotel Cafe, do you like mingle with the people who watched you afterwards?
I
or?
Mean, they're all my friends.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah.
What's up? You gotta give high fives.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I hung out. It was my birthday show, so
nice.
You know, I force fed people cake and you know hung out and had like probably. Too many glasses of wine. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you just released your first EP, you said.
I did, yeah.
So how many songs are on it?
Four songs.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I didn't plan it out this way, but it kind of just like follows the trajectory of a relationship, which is really cool. So I released it in May. I did an Indiegogo campaign in March, right before I left Sacramento and was like, hey, guys, like, I'm moving to LA. Help me pursue my dreams. Fully funded it.
Whoa.
So it was really
That's
great.
Amazing.
And you know, I didn't have like the largest following in the world. I just had, you know, some really like dedicated fans and friends and was able to fully fund my EP, my very first introduction to the world.
That's totally amazing.
Yeah, so
you are on top of the newest
I'm trying.
Newest technologies and trends.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. See.
Well, let's hear one of the songs from the record.
Yeah, let's do that.
What song are we playing?
This is Run. It was my single that I released on the EP.
All right. Here we go.
Here it comes.
Ride, 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 will you ride, ride?
Yeah.
It's just so full.
I know.
They love you too. I mean, oh my God.
That rarely happens. Two ovations after song. Was that for me or was that
called too?
That was great. I mean, that was like you really, like you said, you sort of immersed in that sound, and it had such a great build. You know, as new instruments came in. Like, what about the arrangement of that? What was the kernel of that song, and then how did it get?
Kernel,
look at me.
I like that.
How did it get expanded?
How did it get to the popcorn phase?
It actually started off. I was playing this like one note on the guitar, and I was like, I don't know where else it goes, but I have this melody, and I brought it to the guy who produced it. His name was Dimitri Wells, and I brought it to him, and I said, hey, I have this like thing in its very baby form, and I had found the actual chord that I was playing on the guitar on the piano. I don't actually play piano, but I was just like, this is how it goes, and I and I sing it like this, and he was just like, great, you know, like I see where this is going, and he was like, I could see this being very cinematic, and that's the direction we went. It was just Sacramento is a very small, tight-knit musical and arts community, you know, but we all pretty much know each other, and we're friends. Cool. So a lot of the people that played on it, actually all the people that played on it, were just friends that, you know, helped me out, and and because of the Indiegogo campaign, I was able to compensate them for their time. And
that's awesome.
They just, you know, are ridiculous musicians. So I brought, most of them honestly came in, and Dimitri and I were like, show us what you think. The guy who drummed on it, his name is Christian, he just like showed us exactly what he had planned out. And we were just like, exactly that.
Yeah.
Wow. Just do that on tape.
Exactly that. And then, you know, the other things, like, these musicians normally all play together anyway, so they kind of had an idea of of what works well together.
Right.
So it was cool. So it came, you know, a kernel, and then it was like a full popcorn, and it was pretty delicious.
And ironically, I was like picturing myself running in slow motion.
Yes.
During the whole thing. I was like,
there you go.
Man, there's my New Year's resolution.
How far did you run?
It was slow, so maybe a quarter mile.
And you know what?
Took him about 4 minutes.
But I was looking determined when I was
running. You were probably sweating.
I was sweating, and I had that look like, I'm going to be a champion, but I've got obstacles ahead of me.
Yeah.
Where can people find you online?
Online. You can find me on all the social meds, so like Instagram, Rebecca Peters Music. Really
spell it
easy.
Out because people are dumb.
It's with a CC, so Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S, and then music. If you don't know how to spell music, I'm sorry. And then
she's not going to give you any any.
I'm not
going
to help you out there. It's not with a Z.
Well, I was going to say, you didn't get like clever.
Or a K.
Yeah.
If this was an escape room, that would be my hint. You know, like it's not well, like a Z.
So you were here when before
was,
the doorbell.
Oh, no, I was actually like creepily listening from outside. and then my website, RebeccaPetersMusic.com. I probably won't bore you with spelling it again. And then Facebook.com/RebeccaPetersMusic.
And any upcoming shows you're doing?
I just booked one. I was planning on waiting a while before I booked one because I wanted to rework my set. Mm. And then I was like, I love playing live.
Yes.
So I booked a show. It's actually next week.
Awesome.
It's really like, really last minute, but I'm really excited. So
Where?
It's going to be at the MA Lounge. It's a movie theater that they made into a music venue.
Where is that?
That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. In West Hollywood.
Oh, all right.
I'm on at 9, $10 at the door. And I'm really excited for it. There's really comfortable seats. You can like.
So movie theater seats. You're on a stage.
Like, almost like couch seats. Like the comfiest.
I love that. Oh.
So I'll see you there then.
What time is it? 9 o'clock? I'm in bed.
What day?
9 o'clock, but it's a Thursday.
Thursday. I'm not teaching for another 3 weeks. So.
All right.
I'll be there.
See you there.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
What time?
So,
what time?
9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be stripped down, and I'm going to play some of my newer songs, which a lot of people haven't heard yet.
Cool.
Yeah. So
awesome.
I'm really excited.
Very cool.
You know what? You got to love that. She's so smart. She's like, I'm going to be on the radio on the 3rd.
Right, right.
I set up a show.
That's right. That's right.
I've got a record.
Dad, do you use the social media a lot? Do you like Instagram and
I
all
like
this?
Instagram.
Yeah, I think Instagram's the best.
Instagram's cool. Like earlier when you were doing the Instagram story, yes. I'm about that. I'm okay. About the Instagram stories. I did one while we were sitting here.
I thought so because I sit here with Nikki. He doesn't know anything about it. Like I Instagram story. That's why I had to tell him like it's the Snapchat version.
I do Instagram, but it's just like a picture with a funny little hub, and that's it. You know, it's like. Like, not much to
it. So will you play like little things that you're trying out? Like, will you post those things?
Yeah,
so
like that. My story is just full of like snippets of things that I write. Some of it will never make it anywhere. It's just something that I'm thinking that day. Lots of feelings all over that Instagram story. And then, you know, sometimes I'll post little clips. I'm all about the clips. Like, some people are like, make them wait for the clip. And I'm like, nah.
You're like, nah.
Right, because there might be a philosophy there where, you know, like a comedian doesn't want you to hear the stuff that they're working on, you know, because if a comedian's playing like a small club and someone's in there with a recording it, they don't really want that because they're still working out material.
Right.
So there's two different philosophies.
If you need a name of the whole segment, you should call it Clips and Salsa.
Boom. Oh. Done.
Clips and Guac.
Oh, yeah.
As I think of motorcycles when I hear salsa, so
it's just like sure. You know, Clips, salsa, Harley Davidson,
they're
all right there.
We know where Nikhil's mind goes.
That's right, of course.
But you're fine with putting out your sort of unpolished ideas, just
my little kernels,
your little kernels,
if you will.
I'm glad I started the kernel thing.
I mean, what a firecracker! She's tied escape room kernels. Yep.
I'll give you zingers.
Wow,
zingers. But yeah, I really like being able to expose, friends and fans and whoever wants to hear to like the beginning stages of a song, because I think that it's
kernels, if you will.
you're like, I'm ready, I got it.
Okay,
if you give them the little kernels, then later when they hear it actually as a song, if they really did like that clip. They'd be like, oh, that's so cool. I heard it like this.
To see what it turned into,
with Rebecca's dinky guitar playing, you know? And then I heard it as like this big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love to post clips and I love Instagram and I love looking at just pictures.
Sure.
You know? I'm not good about like posting short things on Instagram. I kind of post like my
journals.
Life day. I'll just be like, so today I was at the store and then I wrote this post and then I was sitting there and I was thinking how awesome this is and it's just like the longest post ever.
You're like, I really need Twitter.
But somebody like looks but somebody really like, people enjoy that. It's voyeuristic, you're spending time in someone else's shoes like through social media and I think
I'm giving
so
you the trunk of approval.
Yes. Oh my god, I'm so
what
confused
are you
by
us
sound
out?
Effects.
What
today.
Are you gonna play us out?
Oh yeah, let's hear another song.
Oh okay, so into my sounds
from my sounds.
Elephants
to your
are
sounds.
A great lead into everything.
Great, yes. The next song I'm gonna be playing is called Waiting Games. Hope you like it. It's not on anything yet.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Debut.
Well, I've played it, but,
Hey,
these people
lie to me.
I've never played it before.
That was very special. Okay, let's go.
Yes, it's so special. All right. Did you take your time deciding to make me wait? To reveal your crimes that come with a bitter taste? I gave too many second chances, took too many shots in the dark. The whole world sat there and saw me dancing blind from the lights, from the very start. Did I make you mine, or in this line did I lose my place?
Will I come to find that liquor has won this race? I gave too many second chances, took too many shots in the dark. The whole world sat there and saw me dancing blind from the lights from the very start. Shoes in hand, I walk upon the streets with my bare feet and toes so used to the heat, oh, they hardly know when they're burning. Oh, with shoes in hand, I walk upon the streets with my bare feet and toes so used to the heat, oh, they hardly know when they're burning. Did you take your time deciding to make me wait? Oh, to reveal your crimes that come with a bitter taste. I gave too many second chances, took too many shots in the dark, the whole world sat there and saw me dancing blind from the lights, from the very start.
Yeah. Rebecca, you are an awesome guest.
Aw,
we're
going
to definitely
you so
have
much.
You back. You just kick-started the new year.
Yes.
2017.
Wake up Hollywood in a great way.
Are we feeling good about 2017?
Oh,
2016
my gosh,
was like, not so good. But 2017, are we feeling positive?
Oh, yeah. 2016 was actually cool for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how nice for you. The rest of us are in a living fucking hell.
In terms of things that happened in the world,
yes.
I'm very disappointed.
Right.
In terms of things that happened in my life, I quit my full-time job, moved to L.A.,
yeah.
started pursuing music, so
yeah.
it was very much like it was a very exciting and interesting year for me.
Very nice.
I think the next few years will be very interesting for you. That's what we want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Document that in songs. We look forward to hearing more from you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm
going
to join Tinder just so I can follow. so I can
follow
get a,
my
so
dream.
I can get enjoyed, invited to your shows. My wife's going to be like, "Why? What is this Tinder?" I'm like, "No. This is my favorite musicians are on there."
At Sexy yeah. Vegan Brian.
Yes, you can find me at thesexyvegan.com and also at 99publishing.com for my mashed potato cookbook. Oh yes.
But not on Tinder.
Not on Tinder. Not yet.
Not yet. But soon.
Soon.
Well, on behalf of Rebecca, Brian, myself, we'll see you guys next week.